Welcome back to Seismic Podcasting with me, Sam Hamilton-Turner. I hope you enjoyed the last episode on thinking about the who's it for and the what's it for. It's a really useful concept that becomes important when decision making. So if you missed that one, I really would urge you to go back and check it out. Today, though, I'm going to address a mindset or a value, or maybe more accurately, a virtue that we really need to get our heads around before starting a podcast. And thinking about this will help you and your teams see if you're even ready to start a podcast. Now, spoiler alert, I believe you're more than ready. You actually have a huge missed opportunity. What I want to talk about is patience. And this is actually more to do with how the platform works. And understanding this a bit better is going to help you make a podcast that actually works with you towards your bigger purpose. Because the goal here, again, just to remind you, is not to become a massive podcaster. And I know you've probably heard have patience hundreds of times already in an array of contexts, but it is a key skill to get to grips with when running your own podcast. So why is patience important? Now, in our experience, we've found that podcasting is a long play. In other words, it's a marathon, not a sprint. So what do we mean by that? Well, if you're looking to capture attention and use that to build trust in order to progress your mission forward, then those things require that you put the work in consistently, mile after grueling mile, episode after episode, one foot in front of the other. I will concede that gaining attention can happen very quickly with ad spend and viral marketing techniques, but for that to really amount to anything meaningful for you, for that attention to turn into trust, it takes time. You cannot cheat that. I'm sure I don't need to explain to you how beneficial trust will be to your organization. Now, some of you might already be sighing in disappointment and thinking, well, that doesn't sound like something we want to do. But I'd like to go deeper with that analogy to help show you why it is actually a good thing for you and your business or organization. For 99% of the people running a marathon, they don't stand a chance of winning, but they knew that. That was never the point. People run marathons to push themselves and learn something about themselves. It's an opportunity to explore their potential and growth. That is how we could view your podcast. Through the consistent process of showing up and releasing episode after episode, there lies a huge opportunity for you to learn more about your industry, your customers, and where your ideas stand. There's an opportunity for fans and onlookers to discover you, get behind you, and cheer you on. And just like in a marathon, the further you go, the more you keep pushing, you'll pass others that have dropped out. And that leaves the pack ahead, those still running, far less crowded. And that presents even more opportunities for you to be seen, to spread your ideas, and give something meaningful to your community. What's also true of both of these endeavors is that they require a lot of preparation. You can't just show up on the day and hope for the best, though guessing by some podcasts I've heard, that's exactly what happens. And I think this is where some people go wrong. Even amongst podcast production companies, we tend to see a focus on the launch as being the climax of the process. Launch a podcast today is a common tagline. To us, launching is simply getting over the start line. And what matters far more is what happens before and after that start line. So take your time to plan and prepare. And remember what we spoke about in episode 3, being clear on who it's for and what it's for. Take the time to throw ideas around with your team and get a solid action plan together. And sure, it can change and it almost certainly will, but at least you have something to guide you along the way. And then it's about running or showing up week after week and continuing to generously give that gift to your people, to your community. That is what the platform wants and what the platform rewards. Now, the question can circle back to, well, what does a successful podcast look like to us? because you likely have a very different idea of success compared to your everyday podcaster. If you're thinking about directly driving sales of a product you sell, then you might have missed the point. But think about how we started this episode with the mention of attention and trust being ideal, realistic goals. We can extend that to growing awareness of your movement, frequently giving your people something new to talk about and share, igniting dinner table activism. The list goes on. So think of this as a reminder to check in with the goals that you set for your podcast. As an aside, another benefit I'd like to throw in here that we haven't discussed is simply what the process of podcasting can do for your team internally. It provides a space to think frequently about your company and its messaging. There's a continuously renewed respect and sense of pride that your company is stepping up to the plate and being the leader that you might claim to be. Now, eventually, of course, all good analogies fall apart. And if you haven't guessed it yet, then this one falls apart when we realize that marathons have a clear end and podcasts do not. And that's why the skills required differ slightly. Both require grit and determination, but patience isn't going to help you run a marathon. Now, you're probably asking yourself, well, how long do we keep going? How patient do we need to be? And they're fair questions, especially for businesses taking on projects with costs and resources attached to them. My counterintuitive answer is that if you're asking that question, then you might not yet fully grasp the benefits of what a podcast can offer. Because when you do, it's something you won't want to stop. And we'd encourage you to really lean into it and to show up consistently. And let me be clear, it is hard. It's far easier said than done. If it were easy, then, well, there would be no point in doing it. Most people tap out when they don't see results quickly enough. They decide it's not working. But podcasting isn't TikTok. If you want quick virality, this isn't the way to go. It's only those that persist and continue to put one foot in front of the other that get to the good stuff. Millions of people start podcasts. Nowhere near as many of them have them in a year's time. And there is some brilliantly good news to be found here. This all plays directly into your hands. You're running a business or an organization. You likely have people in your team, or maybe you're hiring another production company whose job it is to think long term and be accountable for making sure episodes are going out on an agreed schedule. That gives you a significant advantage. Your job then is to encourage those in your team that are involved with this to be patient with it, to make sure they know that you are not expecting results overnight. Give them the time they need to make your show better, to make something great. Something that changes your audience. Now, I'd like to give you some actionable tips to take away from this one. Things that are going to help you overcome some of the early podcast hurdles. So number one is to ignore vanity metrics. Now, there are a number of these, but the main one to be concerned about is downloads. Okay? It's far too early to be considering downloads as a viable metric. Focus on the quality. Focus on your inputs, not the output. Not yet, anyway. Number two is to create a decent back catalogue of episodes before launching. We recommend somewhere between 6 to 8 weeks worth. Just give yourself a good head start. Number three, try to make it habitual. Now, we've got more on this in coming episodes, but if you've not read James Clear's Atomic Habits, I definitely recommend that you do that. What we're talking about is making the process of recording and releasing episodes a habit. Lastly, number four, treat it like every other project within your team. It's likely that you're already using project management tools to keep on top of projects and keep everyone on the same page. Whatever your go-to platform is, treat your podcast the same. Build in that accountability, deadlines, and a platform for those involved to thrash out ideas while working towards the same goal. So there we go. Thank you so much for joining me. I'm sure by now, a few episodes in, You're going to have some questions, and that's good. Please do let me know your questions and I can start to shape these episodes in line with what you want to know. You can email me on sam.turner@soundquake.co.uk, or you can use the Spotify Q&A function if you're listening on Spotify. Next up, we're going to be talking about lean production strategy. That's a framework to getting launched quickly, measuring actionable metrics, and using what you've learned to make it better. It's the logical next step from this episode because once we've addressed the long game that podcasting is, we're left with a big question. How do we make great podcasts consistently when we have the realities of budgets and resources to think about? Subscribe to the show and join me next time to discover more insights on not just how to create a podcast, but how to create something seismic, something that is capable of transforming a culture, changing a status quo, and inspiring your people.